Could a living room in the 19th century perhaps have looked like this?
Yeah, I really can imagine a family sitting at that table over there having lunch.
Look, I made fresh bread today.
Mmm, that looks tasty, darling.
Also tried a cabbage stew. Here, I followed your grandmother's recipe.
I want to, but I can't reach the pot. Father, why do we always have to share the pot with 8 family members?
Stop complaining, young lady. We can't afford to buy expensive plates in town.
And anyway, put this letter away now. We want to eat.
Oh, Mother, I just wanted to write back.
You can do that later, but please don't use too much paper because it's expensive.
I'm cold. Father, could you put another piece of wood into the stove, please?
Of course, but look at the barometer on the wall. It shows that tomorrow the weather will be better.
That strange big gadget with thin wooden arms? Do you really believe it?
The whole village believes it. By the way, what time is it? I still have to do some work in the pigsty.
I still have to wind up the grandfather clock.
When we have lunch in our homes today, everything is completely different.
Look, I got frozen pizza today.
Mmm, that looks tasty, darling.
Also try the vegan African peanut soup. Here, I followed a recipe from the internet.
I want to, but I don't have a plate. Dad, we've got plenty of plates. Everyone is just too lazy to take them out of the dishwasher.
Stop complaining, young lady. You could also help your mother with the chores.
And anyway, put your smartphone away now. We want to eat.
Oh, Mom, I just wanted to text
you back. You can do that later.
I'm cold. Dad, could you turn on the radiator, please?
Of course, but look at the weather forecast on TV. It says that already tomorrow the weather will be better.
Do you really believe it?
Sure, there are so many satellites all over the world. By the way, what time is it? I still have a Skype conference today.
Just look at your smartphone. In fact, there are several differences between a living room in the 19th century and today. Just look at the furnishings. Hardly anyone has blue furniture today, whereas it was totally modern 150 years ago.
The whole room is furnished very simply and without any chunk. But what about the ceiling? The stucco doesn't look right, does it? It's definitely too posh for a room of a peasant family.
You sure do have a good head on your shoulders. Actually, a lot of things here are only reproductions. The benches and even the stove isn't real. It's made out of wood and cardboard. The ceiling is just the one that was in there.
What? I thought that in a museum, the furniture should be real.
It isn't true to the original, but just an element of an exhibition that was worked out in 1901 to show the people in Kaufbeuren peasant life in the 19th century. So even 100 years ago, this room was a small museum used to explain our local history.